Cuyahoga Community College's Mandel Humanities Center spent the past year hosting events looking back at Stokes' election and impact. Cleveland State University Urban Studies professor Ronnie Dunn was on a panel at the City Club Friday and says the Huff riots of 1966 set the stage for Cleveland to elect a black mayor. But 2 years later, the Glenville riots dissipated much of Stokes' support after three police officers were killed and he ordered white officers out of the neighborhood.
So that kind of sets the context within these continual issues and divisions between particularly the African-American community and the police, which we're wrestling with to this very day.
On its website, the Cleveland Police Union says its formation was a direct result of the 1968 riots when there was a, quote, shortage of necessary equipment for officers. After Carl Stokes left office in 1971, he signed on with WNBC-TV, making him the first black anchorman in New York City, and later returned to Cleveland to work as general counsel for the United Auto Workers and as a judge. He died of cancer in 1996. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.